Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. First court appearance going on now for New York's Attorney General Letitia James, indicted in a case brought by the Trump Justice Department. It's rallied her supporters, including New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
He came to our city, and Tish James brought him to justice, and now he is destroying our system of justice to take her down.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
This is the arraignment, so we're expecting Letitia James to make her plea of not guilty. Letitia James has also filed a notice that she plans to make a filing that Lindsey Halligan has been unlawfully appointed to even bring this case. They haven't yet made their full arguments in this, but they did note that this challenge is very similar to one that's being brought by James Comey, and they actually think that these should be consolidated.
Well, today, important news is going out to Social Security recipients.
The annual cost of living adjustment at 2.8% amounts to about $56 extra a month for Social Security recipients.
Unfortunately, I don't have much of a savings account, so I depend on the check. And this won't help much at all.
He lives in Durwood, Maryland, and says because Medicare premiums are expected to rise.
I had to cut back on so many things already, and a COLA at this level is just not going to help much.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The government says consumer prices rose 3% last month from 1 year ago. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said this morning he's hopeful trade talks with the U.S., which he says had been going well, can resume soon.
We stand ready to pick up on that progress and build on that progress.
President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the talks, angered by a TV ad featuring President Reagan denouncing tariffs back in 1987. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on new action carried out by the U.S. military.
Overnight, the U.S. military struck yet another alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea. This killed all six people on board. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says that vessel was allegedly operated by the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua.
CBS's Natalie Brand is at a different-looking White House with the East Wing no longer there and a lawsuit filed.
That demolition is pretty much finished after we saw those excavators out there all this week. But the suit alleges that the administration violated the Historic Preservation Act. But what's important to note is that there's actually an exemption for some key buildings here in Washington, D.C., including the White House. So the White House arguing that they had the legal authority to do this.
The Dow is up 375. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A newborn was dropped off at a Racine fire station last week. The infant was safely surrendered in what's called a safe haven baby box. Firefighters found the healthy baby last Wednesday, and reports are that the little one is okay. The child is now in protective care. The boxes are meant to help parents in a tough spot. State lawmakers are upset that State Superintendent Jill Underley skipped a hearing on teacher misconduct without notice yesterday. Instead, her deputy faced tough questions. Kenosha's police chief was at the hearing and urged clearer laws to define grooming and to protect students. Former aide in Milwaukee Public Schools, Yesenia Ruano, is suing the federal government, saying she was forced to self-deport to El Salvador. She's part of a lawsuit claiming ICE wrongfully deports crime victims with pending visa cases. With a federal shutdown continuing, Racine County is preparing for when food share benefits stop on November 1st. Officials are working with local groups to help families stretch resources and to keep food on tables. There's more about the effort on the Racine County website. The measles outbreak up north is officially over. There's been a month with no new cases in Oconto County. Health officials say all 36 infections were in unvaccinated people, two of whom were hospitalized. And a new Wisconsin program called Snow Angels is connecting neighbors to help each other shovel snow. Volunteers can spot who needs help through free yard signs provided by Do Good Wisconsin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. An MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series, and I think it would have made some difference, but the Dodgers were on it, and you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday afternoon. Light northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. We'll see a few clouds tonight, some patchy frost as temperatures drop into the mid and upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will top out in the mid 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Thank you. the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now,
big wheels keep on twining, Proud Mary keep on boining. CCR on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
No, 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 no.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. High school football tonight. Friday Night Lights, and it's the playoffs with Kenosha Bradford and Racine Case going at it with a chance to advance. You can hear the whole thing here on WRJN starting at 6:40 with the pregame 7 o'clock kickoff, brought to you by Lee's Deli and Main Street Bakery. High school football game of the week. It's the playoffs tonight. Hear it all here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X-Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
You can feel it in the air. The temps are starting to fall, and it won't be long before the really cold weather sets in for another winter. So if you still have a lot of work to do around the yard, it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do all the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I told you I was sick yesterday. I was out with a very bad sore throat, among other things. And so I went to urgent care, and the doctor took a look at my throat. He stuck one of those wooden sticks on my tongue. And you know what he said, right? He said, open wide and say...
show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Kenosha Chief told a Kenosha story yesterday while testifying in Madison. Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton took center stage at a state hearing on grooming and sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools. He was highlighting the challenges his department faces. Chief Patton referenced the case of Christian Enright, a former Kenosha School of Technology teacher convicted of disorderly conduct for exchanging inappropriate messages with a 14-year-old student. Patton told lawmakers the current laws don't clearly define grooming, making it harder to prosecute such cases effectively. He urged lawmakers to tighten the rules to better protect children. Patton's testimony came as State Superintendent Jill Underley faced bipartisan criticism for missing that hearing. Families across Racine County are bracing for a pause in food share benefits starting November 1st. The state says no new funds will be issued until federal lawmakers settle the shutdown. Racine County leaders, including County Executive Ralph Malicki, says the community is ready to respond. A statement about the shutdown says the Racine County Food Bank, schools, and the United Way are joining forces to make sure families are fed. There's more about the resources on the Racine County website. A first for Wisconsin took place last week at a Racine fire station. A newborn baby was safely and legally surrendered in the Safe Haven Baby Box, the very first use of such a box in the state. Firefighters cared for the infant initially and transported her to the hospital. Now, Child Protective Services is working to find the baby a permanent home. The Safe Haven boxes were installed in December of last year. The temperature-controlled box offers parents a safe, anonymous way to surrender newborns without fear. Local leaders are thanking the community for supporting the life-saving resource. A new program in Wisconsin is turning good neighbors into great neighbors. A group called Do Good Wisconsin just launched its Snow Angel program. They're offering free signs for homes where people living there may need help shoveling. The idea is to make it easier for volunteers to spot who could use a hand this winter. Signs are free thanks to donations, but there's only a limited number available. The group hopes small gestures like this remind people to look out for one another. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday afternoon. Light northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. We'll see a few clouds tonight, some patchy frost as temperatures drop into the mid and upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will top out in the mid 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Set out on News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. When I first started dating girls, my parents gave me the advice, be nice to them, say sweet things to them. Turns out the girls were being warned about boys like me.
Sweet talking guys. If you want me,
oh, twice on the
if the answer is no?
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the
heart. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Peter Noon, Herman Sermon's big song for them.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. So listen.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Dionne Warwick teamed up with the Spinners for that. And that was a big team up right there. People were talking about that one. I'm Dan Marcus. 1970 Under Scrutiny. This afternoon at 5 o'clock, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion focusing on the class of 70. You'll hear some of the music from then, some of the events from them, and who knows what else Kurt Vollman will come up and share, will come up with and share it with you. But he's got a great show going. 5 o'clock class reunion with Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X-Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
We'll be right back.
news, timeless hits, WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.